Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains today. We are going to the upstate of South Carolina, Greenville and Spartanburg. This is the 4th District, and it is an economic powerhouse. We are profiling the man who replaced Trey Gowdy, Republican Representative William Timmons.
William Timmons has one of those resumes that makes you feel a little lazy. He's a lawyer. He was a prosecutor who specialized in domestic violence cases. He started his own law firm. He opened a CrossFit gym, Swamp Rabbit CrossFit. And, on top of all that, he is currently a captain in the Air National Guard. He's a JAG officer. So when he isn't voting on the House floor, he's doing legal work for the Air Force. He brings a very disciplined, multitasker energy to the job.
And he needed that discipline, because his main project for his first few years was arguably the most frustrating job in Washington, the Modernization Committee.
Oh, the Fix Congress Committee. He was the vice chair of the Select Committee on the Modernization of Congress. His campaign slogan was, "Washington is broken," and he actually tried to glue it back together. This committee wasn't about flashy bills. It was about the plumbing. They worked on things like, how do we update the ancient computers? How do we schedule votes so members aren't running around like chickens with their heads cut off? How do we keep good staff from quitting? He passed over 100 recommendations. It's the kind of work that nobody notices until the government stops working. And then you wish you had listened to him.
But back home, the district isn't worried about congressional schedules. They are worried about cars. Specifically, BMWs.
The BMW plant. You cannot overstate how important this is. The BMW factory in Spartanburg is the largest BMW plant in the world. Not in Germany. In South Carolina. They build all the X-Series SUVs there. It employs 11,000 people directly. It transformed the entire region from a textile hub into a high-tech manufacturing hub. Timmons sits on the Financial Services Committee, and he is laser-focused on protecting that industry. He is big on free trade and low taxes because his district basically runs on exporting luxury cars to China and Europe.
He also had a pretty intense year recently. In 2024, he faced a really tough primary.
He did. He was challenged by Adam Morgan, the head of the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. It was a bruise fest. There were attacks on his voting record, attacks on his personal life. It got nasty. But Timmons held on. He had the endorsement of Donald Trump, which is gold in South Carolina, and he leaned on his record of actually getting things done for the district. He proved that while the burn-it-down rhetoric is loud, the voters in Greenville still like a guy who brings home the bacon, or in this case, the BMWs.
He is also looking to the future with crypto.
Right. He is on the subcommittee for digital assets. He believes the U.S. needs to lead on Bitcoin and blockchain, or else China will set the rules. He approaches it like a business owner. Give us clear rules, and we will innovate.
The JAG officer, the CrossFit owner, and the captain of the upstate.
He's definitely keeping busy.
That is our profile for South Carolina's 4th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.